American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. You are that exceptional American that I'm talking to. Welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on. And another busy 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Enjoy the ride. Got the weekend coming up. And yes, today we are going to do some of the indulgences. Yes, indulgences. There's the key word. Indulgence. Indulgence. Now we've been talking about MS-13. We're done, at least for this hour. We got a lot of other things to cover. I mean, gee whiz, 3 hours go by fast, and there's just not enough content to put it into 3 hours. Now, I had some people struggle with 3 hours in the radio show. I go, oh my God, how do you do 3 hours? I don't know. I just do it, you know. A lot of people, I had an advantage because I was an educator, and to lecture 3 hours at a time. Well, you just kind of grew up with that, lecturing. So here I am, lecturing for 3 hours again. I just can't get away from it. Boy, anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. Donald Trump, winning. And I was going to do the Mueller thing because there's a lot of flare-up going on there. Maybe I'll dip into that a little bit, but I want to get through some other stuff about New California State. Tomorrow in Marysville, California, the live New California State board meeting will be held, and people can check it out and get into it and all that stuff. I think we're going to try and broadcast it by Facebook, do a Facebook broadcasting of it, you know, and get all that sort of thing taken care of. It's going to be a fun day in the neighborhood, right? Yeah, we're going to be bringing in some new counties, and then we got a whole bunch of stuff breakout for the whole thing relative to how we're going to behave as a new government. Hello? Yeah, we're planning a government. I mean, what do you think we do? Just sit around and just say, hey, you know, let's talk New State. Yeah. Let's go out and fundraise. Yeah. Let's do that. And, of course, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that at all. What we're going to do, of course, is get out there and get her done. We're going to follow the Declaration of Independence, our Declaration of Independence from New California State. We're going to follow that, and we're going to get after the business of business education. Because, you know, California has no government right now. It really doesn't. It has a government in absentia. The government of California is non-existent. It's abdicated all of its authority by the fact, I mean, really, it truly has. I don't know where the Trump administration stands clearly on this, but it's pretty clear that when you take a look at Governor Moonbeam and the rest of his little sunshines out there, or moonshines, I guess. Moonshiners. We'll call them shiners. There you go. I love it. Governor Moonbeam and his shiners. Yeah. Anyway, we don't want to be disparaging the good governor, or the governor. We don't want to be disparaging that governor. Not at all. Or even equating him to other governors of the Union. Anyway, the other 49 states. We're just not going to do that. Because, you know, they have basically, in my opinion, abdicated their authority. And we read this on our grievance days, actually. Abdicated their authority because they are breaking the law. They're passing laws that are standing in direct confliction with the Constitution of the United States and the Supremacy Clause. This is something that's been going on for a long time. Now they're just doing it with impunity because they have a monoparty system. They have one party. They have utilized Francisco Franco. Yeah, the totalitarian dictator of España, who has who brought us the monoparty system. Yeah, you don't need no stinking parties. You don't need a Republican Party or Democrat or any party for that matter, right? So we'll use the proposition process to get rid of all those parties in California, and that way we have just one party, a monoparty, and I can be the dictator because my name is Moonbeam. Right? He's lunar. You know the word lunatic comes from people who worship the moon. Because, you know, all the loonies come out during... Well, lunar means moon. I bet you did. Some people don't know words have meaning. Hello? They have meaning. Absolutely they have meaning. And lunar means moon. That's why we call him a lunatic. All this lunacy that springs out from the lunatic of Governor Moonbeam. Get it? And all his beamers. We'll call them beamers. What do you think? Shiners or beamers? Maybe we can have Moonbeam, beamers, and shiners. And shiners can be a subset of beamers. What do you think? Well, shiners regarding the sun. Sunshine, moonbeams. Okay, all right. I'm losing the argument on the shiners. We'll call them beamers. The beamers. So all the legislators that of the monoparty system are beamers. They're not even lunar. They're just beamers. Because they don't... They're actually... Okay, I'll give you a different term. They're the useful idiots. How's that? In totalitarian vernacular, they are the... Well... The useful idiots. Well, we know they're idiots, but they're useful to the lunatic. Get it? And they are... Who's the lunatic fringe, then? All right. Well, maybe we can have... We got to have fringers. Maybe that can be... Oh, Javier Becerra. His executive branch. The fringers. I'm making this up right now on the spot. This is creativity. You're witnessing. You're hearing it. Right here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm telling you, the tinfoil hat is on. It's secure. It's sizzling right now. It's sizzling. This is what you get when you think. When you think out loud. I mean, yeah, and of course, in the radio, you can think out loud. The point is, we have a dictator. No, I'm not even going to go down that road. You know where I can go with that. Not going to happen. We'll just say with the Governor Moonbeam, right? And his beamers. And his lunatic fringers. That sort of thing. We're going to stop at that. But this is what the dictators always love is a moment like this when there's so much confusion, and they've created so much confusion, and they can start foisting laws upon you to control you at every whim, every turn. And of course, because people are in America in particular, well, this is the thing that we're really discovering about this whole conversation about illegal aliens, illegal foreign nationals, as we call them, and commune, all this stuff. You know, we are a law-abiding citizens in the United States. For the most part, we are. We respect the rule of law. And that has not gone away just because Obama, who didn't and preached it all the time, and his moonbeamers out there and his lunatic fringers out there were trying and still are trying to destroy the rule of law in this country, which is so blatantly evident. That's my point about California and about California, the government has abdicated its authority because it's not following the law. If at some point, if you're hanging around with a gangster and the gangster's walking up and breaking windows and cars and stuff like that, and you think you've got some relationship with that person, he's a friend of yours, yeah, well, and all of a sudden he pulls out a gun and blows a kid away in a stroller. Now, at some point, you're going to, in his mind, your mind, about him, you're going to abdicate any kind of relationship with him. And that's exactly what people have done with Governor Moonbeam and his lunatic fringers and his lunatics. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented pillow does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I just have to say, we had Melissa Francis, Fox News, on Wednesday, and she did a fantastic job for us. Just she promoted New California. She talked about it, and we talked about her book that she's got out there about the prairies and Lessons from the Prairie. Because you got to remember something. She was on Little House on the Prairie, one of the nation's foremost, longest-running TV shows that talked about growing up along the prairie. And Michael Landon, bonanza fame, Michael Landon was the one who put that all together, bonanza fame. And I recounted to her when I was a young boy, a young man, I was up in Tahoe with my parents and my my dad was a real estate person up there, Incline Village, North Shore, that sort of thing. And he, and I, we decided to go to not too far from there, was actually the Bonanza set, where they, I'm not too sure if they really used it as a set, did a lot of shooting up there, or what the deal was. But anyway, we go up there just to visit, and they had these people showing us all around and all that stuff about the set. Bonanza was the big Western thing. And Michael Landon, it's all about ruralness, by the way. Michael Landon was there. It's kind of one of the weirdest things. I was also on the set of Rin Tin Tin. Now, there you go. Rin Tin Tin. So, anyway, I was introduced to Michael Landon just to say hi, shook his hand. That was it. No big deal. But, I recounted that story to her. And then she goes off on this thing about remembering when she was up here in Northern California at a scene, it was part of her programming for Little House on the Prairie about gold mining and gold rush and stuff. And they were at she didn't identify the towns or anything. I'd love to know which ones they were. But anyway, that's the key. That's the funny thing. When your lives cross and she knew Michael. I shook hands. You get the drift. You just never know what's going to happen. And of course, I'm much older than her. She was, I was a teenager when she was a child, so it can't be that much older. Anyway, so, but New California, we're absolutely making New California, and I just want to tell you that what a fantastic time we had. San Luis Obispo and Atascadero spent the day there on Wednesday after we did the show, and I want to thank everybody who came out. I want to thank the city of Atascadero for providing the facility for us that we rented, and professional staff. Can't say enough great things, and I really do want to thank Dane Sensor, who is the chairperson for New California in San Luis Obispo, and for the fantastic program they put on, all the different things that happened. It was just wonderful. The coordination was excellent, and they just did a fantastic job, and hats off to that brand new committee for New California. Well, it's at least a month old, and the Dane's got quite a story. I got to have him on the show to talk about his story, like so many stories that we hear, New California, with all the different counties and so on, people that find themselves in a situation where they don't want to leave California. They love California, they don't want to leave it, but they're being forced to from financial reasons or whatever, and they finally realize, as I tell people, stand your ground. We're not leaving California anymore. That's it. We're done. We're staying. And this whole notion about this processing, that replacement ideology where you're bringing in all the illegals to replace all the Californians that need to go, the citizens of California, United States citizens. There's a real discrimination going on by the California government, the school, everything, especially universities, against citizens of America in California. It's real. This is no joke. This is part of what people are starting to fight against. This whole idea that you've got the situation going on that you've got replacement citizens, California citizens. Jerry Brown views illegal immigrants as, quote, California citizens. Now, I want that to sink in for a minute. What he's meaning by that is California citizens as in a separate country citizens. See, he wants to secede. He wants California to be a nation in which he'll be El Presidente. That's him. That's Jerry Brown. That there's a lot to this other, you know, these other things they're trying to put on the ballot. And that's what Jerry Brown wants to do. And then who will he partner with as a country? The United Nations. That's the goal. The United Nations. So it's the United Nations working in coordination with several other countries around the world that want to destroy California as we know it, and this country. They want to break down the borders. That's the whole thing about borderless, one world, get it? It'll be broken up into governance regions. And goodbye to your constitutional rights. Goodbye to your right to vote people in. Goodbye to Republican, well, of course, California. We don't have a Republican form of government, which is guaranteed. We don't have it right now. And we're going to see further demonstration of that in the election coming up in the June primary. Further processing of the ability to not run a legal election. Because the elections in California are just absolutely blatantly corrupt. That's why we're forming New California. That's why we're doing our grievances. Because we want the world to know about what's going on here. All right, so now taking a look at this. And what's going to be happening. I believe that after the elections, everybody sees it so corrupt, they're going to stop the general election until something happens to fix it. That's what I think. The whole process is upside down. So now, California citizens, the new California citizens, not new California, I should say, the Jerry Brown idea of a definition of a California citizen is an illegal foreign national who's come into California illegally. They automatically get all the rights associated with a normal citizen. And anybody who is a normal citizen, a United States citizen living in California, they are openly being discriminated against. That happens in everything that goes on anymore in California. So this is the story people don't tell or talk about. They just, because they don't believe it's happening until it really does happen repeatedly. Then they get, hey, this is happening. You know, right, it is happening. And so if you want welfare benefits, you go to the end of the line if you're a citizen. You want to go to college, you go to the end of the line if you're a citizen. You don't even get in. This discrimination has been going on for years. I want to shout out, one of our listeners wrote me an email. I haven't gotten back to you, and I know you're listening right now. But how do I know about the discrimination in schools? It's pretty obvious. First of all, I worked in the system and saw it happening firsthand with the students that I was recommending in the colleges and universities. The UC system openly discriminates against California citizens, openly, blatantly. Then you have to take a look at the numbers of students, and they do give you some semblance of information in the UC system. Now, I'm probably going to shut it all down since I started to report it now, just like the dropout rate in California. When we started jumping all over that one, a couple of years ago, the California state government just decided to stop reporting dropout rates. Get it? Because we were telling people the truth about the dropout rate, because we know, because I've been there, I've done it. And the same with this open discrimination about the UC system and the countless people that I have interviewed on this show and other places who had children attempt to go through the system but don't and can't because they're American citizens. So, I mean, that's my experience. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the great things that happened in San Luis Obispo, New California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, there have been 200 attempts throughout California's history to split up the state or get rid of it altogether. One of those efforts is reaching into the Central Coast, with a local group getting behind it and pushing for city leaders to support it as well.
It's called New California, and it would involve the creation of a 51st state altogether. KSBY News reporter Kelsey McFarland joins us live in Atascadero, where a local group met about that effort today. Kelsey, what would this New California look like?
Well, Richard, the idea here is separating the rural and urban counties of California, and they're saying that the co-founder actually held a town hall to get more people in San Luis Obispo County on board.
Upset with the direction state lawmakers were going, some locals were or are ready to pack up and move.
I had enough. It was getting overwhelming with the taxes, the car tax, the gas tax coming up, straw laws, and I decided I'm going to move to Las Vegas. Lower cost of living, easier to find an apartment, lower cost in apartment, lower everything, and I couldn't afford it here. I'm on a low budget.
That's until they heard of New California proposing the idea of a different government in the same land they love.
Why do I have to leave this beautiful state, this beautiful coastal area? It's not right.
Co-founder Paul Preston wants to separate the rural and county New California.
We could actually divide up the state on borders that we would propose.
And so when we looked at all the counties, we said, okay, where's urban, where's rural? And we started drawing a lot of things. Now, the maps that are out there right now are just representations of what counties we have on board.
They took an early step towards statehood in January, reading their own Declaration of Independence.
But when you want to, you have to follow the Constitution. The Founding Fathers laid all the directions out for us, so that's what we're doing.
The group hopes to model their split after the state of West Virginia.
It's very prescriptive. It's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which just says that if you want to form a new state, you have to get permission from the state that you're in by way of the legislature of that state and also the Congress. Now, it sounds real simple, and it really is simple, but getting people together to do that is another process.
Now, the group has committees in 41 counties, including here in San Luis Obispo County. The aspiring 51st state hopes to get the California legislature to approve this split of California before taking the resolution to Congress. Live and local in Atascadero, Kelsey McFarland, KSBY News.
All right. Thank you, Kelsey. And New California says it's the only group going by the Constitution to create a 51st state. There are about a dozen other efforts to change California, but only two of them are gaining enough momentum to possibly make it onto the November ballot.
Well, that was a great article. I really want to thank Kelsey McFarland, great reporter. She did a great job and was very supportive, obviously. She hung out for a long time. There were two reporters there. Another reporter from one of the local radio stations showed up, and he and I did an interview. He did a fantastic job of sticking around and getting the whole story. And reports I got from people there is that his reportage was excellent. So thank you very much for the coverage, guys. And it's kind of interesting. Listen, I've been on the other end of good reporting. Of course I have. And, I know how to dish it out. Of course I do. And this is really the first time. I can't say that. Not the first time. I'll say this. In everything that has been going on with New California, this is really the first time that every time I've been with a reporter, except for maybe one, and that's the guy's a radio guy, KABC radio, actually, was a little bit combative, and that's not going to happen. But I'm not putting him down, so it's hard for me to put it into the sense that this is going to be a statement that it was negative. I guess I'm qualifying these things because he was ignorant, and he was, and. I did have a chance to speak with him later, and because he called me to clarify, and I said, yeah, I couldn't, because of the time constraints, talking on radio live and everything, I couldn't clarify and stop some of the things that he was doing, and then he got it. But, but at least he had the sense to come back and call me. Now, that's a positive. So, but all the reporting and reporters that I've had contact with relative to New California have been overwhelmingly positive, which is a trend that goes overwhelmingly about the people that are signing up, being involved with New California. The spirit with which it's going forward is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, this Kelsey McFarland really, I think, did a very, very good job for KSBY, San Luis Obispo. That's the NBC affiliate. She did a really, really good job. And but again, we're getting whatever press we get, it's always good. It's never negative. And that's just a sign. that is a sign. And once again, though, everybody that turned out in Atascadero, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There were some disagreements and so on, but for the most part, everybody was positive. And again, when you go in and you speak to these groups, you just never know what you're going to get. But, you know, for the most part, the things that we've been doing and talking about, we've figured out have been really fantastic stuff. Fantastico, if you will. Been really fantastic stuff. And many, many thanks. We got a long ways to go, of course. We got a big meeting tomorrow in Marysville, California. Everybody's welcome to show up there 2:00 at the it's 703 B Street in Marysville. 2:00 in the afternoon. Doors open actually at 1:00, so we can get everything that we need to get in there and get out and all that stuff. And it's going to be an interesting meeting, to say the least. To say the least, it's going to be an interesting meeting. Okay, so anyway, remember that if you want any information about New California, you can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com. And there are several forms you can fill out. Please fill out the forms if you want to become part of any of the counties. Like, it looks like we've got 41 counties right now as we speak that are on board with New California. 41 out of 58 counties, which that's a significant news story right there. Somebody needs to bite on that one. When you have an organization that's all of a sudden seized the opportunity to try and change the state. And again, there's some obvious things about the state that the reason why you have to have a new state. This is one of the really, it's obvious, but if you want to change California, and you need to make it a new state, and you need to get rid of those things that have caused you to have such, that have caused you, caused the state to go downhill. And one of the key components of that is what are the legal documents? What legally drives you as a state, as a nation, and so on? And of course, every state has its founding documents. It's almost every state has a every state has to have a constitution. And the constitution is the playbook by which you play the game, right? by which you govern yourself. And this, of course, this constitution for New California has not been drawn up yet. It has not been drawn up. So the drawing up starts really tomorrow for us. But in California, the playbook is destroyed. It's decimated. In other words, you're going to go and play a football game, and there's always a playbook. What plays are you going to run? Okay, playbook. Well, California doesn't have any plays left. It's got just strictly one act, one play. And the play is a total play called totalitarianism. Because, you see, the playbook is supposed to be our God-given rights. And in California, they are no longer God-given rights. They're rights that are espoused only by the government to the people. It's reverse of what it should be in America, where we're free. And we have God-given rights, but Californians no longer have God-given rights. It's us who have them in New California. We will have a new constitution brought to you by God. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're getting a report now. The reports are pretty much clarified about Santa Fe High School. 8 dead, gunmen in custody after shooting at least at Texas High School. Witnesses describe chaos at Santa Fe High School. This is as Fox 26 is reporting it. We got this. First, we got this, and we said there were many dead, and I backed off from that because I got some conflicting reports that denied that. So now we've got absolute confirmation on this. Now, at least 8 people have been killed at a Texas high school shooting. Friday, Fox 26 reported the suspected shooter was taken into custody, and a second suspect has been detained. The active shooter situation was said to be over. Police officers responded to Santa Fe High School at 8 a.m., which would have been start time for the school. After reports from that a shooter opened fire inside, the gunman appears to be a student. KTRX report citing a law enforcement official. Further details of the incident were not immediately available. Details will be released as we receive an updated information. Law enforcement will continue to secure the building and initiate all emergency management protocols and release, blah, blah, blah. Galveston County Sheriff's Major Douglas Hudson said units responded to reports shot fired. Witnesses say a gunman opened fire inside an art class during first period. A student in the class told KTRK she witnessed at least one girl being shot. We thought it was a fire drill at first, but really, the teacher said, started running, and she told the news station. Two seniors at the school told KHOU their friend pulled the fire alarm after spotting the shooter and urged students to run. They also said they saw an injured female student. Now I'm worried about everyone else, one said. I don't even want to go to graduation. Authorities have yet to confirm these counts. President Trump tweeted the shooting, stating school shootings at in Texas early reports not good. God bless. And that was 8 a.m. 8 a.m., yeah, about an hour ago. Texas Senator Cruz also tweeted regarding the shooting. Heidi and I are keeping all the students and faculty in our prayers. Aerial footage from the scene showed students standing in grassy fields while officers inspected with their backpacks. And so on, says U.S. ATF said it was also... Okay, so we're going to be jumping all over this one. We're going to see this... we're going to see how this whole thing plays out, obviously. And I think we have a some clips here we can play. Here we go.
Situation at a high school in Texas. Officials confirm a shooting at Santa Fe High outside Houston early this morning. The gunman has been arrested and is in custody, and there are multiple injuries. One student describing what she saw as the chaos unfolded.
I heard that my friend got shot in the art hall, and as soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside, and next thing you know, everybody looks, and you hear boom, 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 and I just ran as fast as I could to the nearest forest so I could hide, and I called my mom.
It is no longer an active shooter incident, but we're told it is a multiple casualty incident. Students are being moved to a nearby school to be reunited with their parents.
Yeah. So these are the reports that are coming in. And we're going to try one more place for you so we can maybe get some other additional news on this. This is obviously, these are the kind of things that you don't want to have happen. Who is the individual? What's going on? And again, hopefully they're going to tell us who the individual is. And of course, if he's white, we'll find out right away who he is. Just one of the things that the news does. Let's hope that they don't play that game. Let's hope that they tell us who the individual is, no matter what their racial or ethnic identity is. They do people in California. I have no respect for some of the law enforcement agencies who play that game all the time. Just tell us who it is. Tell us the truth. You know, we're big kids. We can understand certain racial, you know, identities might have a proclivity towards doing something like this, right? But you know, I'm just one person. I'm just saying, I'm just one person. See if we can find. Let's go to InfoWars. How's that? We'll try InfoWars. If we can get everything. So I know seconds are ticking and it means a lot. And I'm going to try and get this whole thing straightened out here. Get some sort of information, a little bit additional information. Nothing. Absolutely nothing there on that one. So let's try this one. Maybe we can get something here. Nobody's tweeting anything. I was checking on Twitter accounts for InfoWars and so on. Confirmed active shooter at Santa Fe High School, 8 dead. This is what they have, so they may have the same report, but they might have some live information coming in from InfoWars because it's Houston. After all, this is their background here. Alex Jones confirmed active. This is his Twitter. It's interesting, they don't have same sort of things going on with their Twitters as you would hope that they would. And there you go. No. Know what they got going on here. So anybody real hang on with that. Alex Jones confirmed. I'm sorry. I'm sort of perusing some potential audio clips and they don't have them. Disappointing in this whole thing. So anyway, that's what we know at this point in time. That's what we know. Active shooter situation has now ended. And this is in the St. Mary's County Schools, can tell you that. But no indication of who the shooters are at this point in time. We will find out. I'll make some calls. Check our Facebook and over the weekend. We'll have some special broadcasts as well if this is really what, if it's bigger than what we think. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Two, one, one, zero.
The time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Another story that we were trying to get some clarifiers on is that a man at the Doral Resort, a Trump property, opened fire today. That's now up. Some clarifiers on that. He opened fire at the Doral Miami Resort, spewing hate about the president. That happened this morning. Shouting anti-Trump rhetoric in police firefight at Doral Resort. So he has been subdued. He was wounded several times in the legs. Kind of sort of a wacko kind of crazy guy. That's what we're understanding. And now we now are looking at this report. 8 dead at Texas high school shooting. This is coming right off Drudge. At least 8 people have been killed at Santa Fe High School. Law enforcement have confirmed that at least 8 were killed. We don't know who the shooters are. Talking about parents reuniting, the kids taken with buses, shots fired, and all this other good stuff. See if we can get a little bit of clip here. If they have anything of significance, maybe not. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't sound like it. No, because, you know, you got all the chime in for all the stuff going on for commercials, so we're going to miss out on that. Anyway, this is a pretty serious situation, obviously, in Texas, and our hearts and prayers go out to everybody at Santa Fe High School and the St. Mary's School, County Schools.
On the phone, and good morning to you. Can you tell me who you are and where are you at this point?
My name's Layla Butler, and I am hiding across the street behind an automotive shop.
And what happened this morning? What were you at school? When it happened?
I was at school in first period, and the fire alarms went off, and we all thought it was just a fire drill, so we evacuated outside.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We need it.
We're Cindy Dow and SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.